So I was gone for a few days, and what happened? My favorite baseball team sold all of its players. It's what the Mets did. In a throwback to Charlie Finley of the 1970s, basically the Mets have got rid of everybody, and that's okay. Because frankly, they weren't doing a job when they were all there. Mets are, let's see, 7 games out in the wild card. And 6 teams between them and the playoffs. They weren't making the playoffs. Elliot Johnson, my friend, I think I saw this coming last year when Max Scherzer sort of could not hold up in the last month of the season and felt like he had to come back. We knew that the Mets had pitching problems. Then they went and added somebody older in Justin Verlander. I never understood that, but here we are, and the Mets are $350 million poorer and out of it. How are you?
I'm good. You know, the deadline is always exciting. I always look forward to it every single year. And it's interesting to see the different ways that people utilize, you know, it's kind of a free-for-all, Adam. There's so many different ways to play it. There's so many different strategies. There's guys that, there's teams that buy and sell. There's some that sell only. You know, when you think of the deadline, you think of, you know, making a push to go all in for that season. But, you know, you'll see conflicting strategies on teams that are building for long-term sustained success. You see teams that are potentially getting desperate. And really the teams that get desperate, Adam, are the ones that may get one more winning season, maybe two if they're lucky, and then they're headed for a really prolonged absence from the playoffs. But one thing I do want to throw out there, okay?
Sure.
We didn't talk, but I want you to think about this. The Braves, when they won in 21, had a very, very small, minute chance of winning the World Series.
Right.
Went for it and ended up winning. I think you get to the dance and you never know what can happen. And so I wouldn't have faulted the Mets if they would have stayed the course and tried to see what would happen. But I also don't fault them for seeing the writing on the wall and making some changes either.
Oh, no, they had to. On top of the fact that their farm system is not producing super prospects, they went out and I think they replenished at least some of the pieces they brought back could be big parts of their future, and that's fine. The Mets are what the Mets are. They were. I remember at the start of the season going, they spent $350 million on this? I'm like, that doesn't seem like they have spent that money wisely because the lineup was still not so good. But to your first point, just give yourself a chance by getting in, which the Braves did couple of years back, which the Phillies did. They qualified 6th last year, got hot, and it was probably a team that underachieved during the course of the season, but got hot at the right time and made it to the World Series. They lost the World Series, but at least they got there. But I thought it was interesting. The American League East, and maybe we'll get back to the Mets issues. By the way, you were a 667 lifetime hitter against Max Scherzer, if I'm not mistaken. That ain't bad. You must have been hitting for all the teams in the National League this year against Max. But the American League East has been completely turned upside down. The Yankees and Red Sox essentially sat out this trade deadline. Yet the other teams in the division, certainly Toronto and Baltimore, they kind of dialed it up a little bit. I think that's great.
So a couple of things. Let me go to the Mets real quick. So one of the players they acquired is a local talent that went to Leesville Road. So hopefully, I wish they marketed minor league players a little bit more so that everybody understood what they were getting in return. And I realized that the prospects of them playing meaningful time in the big leagues isn't great. Another thing to keep in mind, Adam, the Mets are dead last, worst at creating or generating major league talent from the draft, dead last.
Right.
So they do have a significant problem when it comes to either talent acquisition or development, scouting, whatever it is, they're dead last. So they're going to have to improve upon that, and I think that they will eventually. Coming to the American League East, I think that either Brian Cashman is in denial with the current roster they have, or all of his eggs are in the Aaron Judge basket, and where he goes, they all go. And so once his toe is healthy, they will be healthy. But even looking at last year, they did really well when he was in the lineup and obviously being MVP as he deserved, it changes things. But they're going to have to get more talented. Aaron Hicks leaving and playing well in Baltimore. I know he's injured now, but he did really well. Did nothing but look worse. It's almost embarrassing, and somehow they're skating, because of all the attention the Mets are getting, they're skating away from any accountability somehow. But the Yankees are just not a great roster. The Red Sox, Heim is doing what he does all the time. And then kind of circling back on one of the things that we see with trade deadlines, when GMs or presidents, whoever's running the show, when they are feeling the pressure from ownership that they need to win and win quickly, ultimately it ends up being bad for the organization. I mean, we see it every single year that the teams that get fleeced are the ones that get desperate. So it didn't seem like there was a lot of desperation this year. I think the interesting play that you saw, one of the leaks, and hopefully, you know, we can, you know, try not to talk about disinformation too much, but the Cardinals leaked out that they were potentially going to sign long-term Jordan Hicks, and then the next day they traded him to the Blue Jays. The gamesmanship that goes on is just hilarious, man. And so, anyway, and by the way, Max Scherzer, I actually batted 1,000 against him in the big league. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
No big deal. You're the one that told me, Adam, for goodness sake. I had no idea until you told me.
Did I tell you that? I'm sorry. I completely screwed that up.
Your stat of the day, Adam.
There you go. I don't know what you were against Justin Verlander. You didn't face either of them all that often. And I know whether Verlander or Scherzer, they were both taken out of the game very strategically before your turn in the lineup came up as a pinch hitter. That's what my research tells me. Elliot Johnson is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Real quick, I want to go to the Angels, who could have easily sold, and maybe there wasn't a really good trade out there for a Shohei Ohtani, but they decided to basically put all their chips in and try to get better and try to make the playoffs this year. I hope they can sign Shohei Ohtani in the offseason. I mean, I don't want to see him go to the Yankees. I don't think he's going to come to the East Coast. I think he's going to stay on the West Coast. But what's your read on the Angels and the future of Ohtani?
So here's a good little trivia question that you can use at the bar with your baseball. Who was the player taking one pick before Mike Trout?
the Angels just acquired him.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Well, they made the pick, too. They made that pick.
Yes. So the Angels had two picks. They took Grichuk first, right, and then they took second. Okay, so Grichuk, he's a good baseball player, very physical. He hasn't done as well as I think everybody had hoped, but anybody who plays in the big leagues is really good, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so Crone, I think Crone is really underrated. He's a great baseball player, extremely underrated. I think that what they did here, though, if I'm reading between the lines, and reading Shohei's quote, was, "This is the first time since I've been here we've been buyers at the deadline." So going into this negotiation, they're showing him that they want to win, that they aren't just, you know, constantly behind the eight ball when it comes to the trade deadline.
Right.
I think they're trying to do things that they can to take advantage of his loyalty to that organization, because he is a man that you really, really respect, Adam. He is a man of character. He does have loyalties, but he wants to win. So I think that he's going to give them, if tie goes to the runner, so to speak, in baseball, if there's going to be a tie, I think he's going to give it to the Angels, but they're going to have to come with their pocketbook or their checkbook wide open, because it's going to be an expensive ticket.
I mean, I think it's at least $55 million a year. It might be $60 million a year. So let me close on this, Elliot Johnson. How many teams in Major League Baseball can afford Shohei Ohtani? And I'm asking this as a trick question. Let's see if you get the answer right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I would say all of them.
Thank you. No, you did know the answer. That's the right answer.
Well, all of them can. It's whether or not they will. Teams that, you know, like even the Rays were floating out that they were potentially to acquire Shohei. Okay, maybe, but obviously they were asking for a king's ransom, as they should. And then I think the word was that ownership didn't want to be known as the guy that traded potentially one of the greatest ball players of all time. He's still got a long ways to go before. But, of course, because of what happened with Babe Ruth and the Red Sox being, you know, for 100 years just having to wear the fact they traded him to the Yankees, I think that probably has a large bearing on why he's still with the Angels. But Every team can afford him. Whether or not they do it is another story altogether. Because look at the Angels. You know, teams that are top heavy that don't have supporting cast, they just don't win. It doesn't happen. Look at a team like the Rays that have a lot more depth of guys that are really good, but nobody that's like, you know, a super all-star Shohei. Those teams, they seem to sell tickets because everybody's excited to go see him play, but they aren't watching him in October, and I think that's the problem that we're running into right now.
There's no question. I don't believe Artie Moreno is trying to finance a Broadway show, so that's probably a good thing that he's not going to trade Shohei Ohtani. Here's the thing, is that Ohtani pays for himself. No matter where he goes, if he went to the Pirates, the Pirates would make probably $150 million just off of Ohtani being on the roster. He would pay for himself, and he might pay for himself and three other players. So I would think that that would be a great investment in any team, whether you want to give up the prospect haul to get him. I understand why some teams might not want to, but when he gets to free agency, every team should be interested in
Well, remember what ownership said when the Phillies went to the World Series last year. I mean, ownership, Middleton was on the field telling Bryce Harper that he was underpaid.
Yeah.
That was somehow possible. This is a guy that's got a $300 million deal. So we're talking about, you know, if he's willing to be on record, whether, you know, right, public, or, you know, whether he meant it or not, it's undeniable how many jerseys that Bryce Harper sold in Philly. It's undeniable how many ticket sales and season ticket sales they got out of it, and sponsorships and so on and so forth. And that none of that gets talked about. The only thing that ownerships want you to focus on is whether or not they get to the playoffs and whether or not they win. So I agree with you. You're 100% correct. Even if he went to Pittsburgh, they would sell out. Everyone would want to go watch Shohei Ohtani play. And I can promise you, I would too if I lived in Pittsburgh. So if they get and they can find a way to get him on the team and put a supporting cast around him, you know, and it's not like the Angels aren't smart, but it hasn't worked out so far. So he can win somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be, though.
All right, you and I are going to talk more baseball. We're in August now. The pennant drive is not far away. We're actually probably in it. There's a lot of teams in races all across baseball. The O's are good. I love that for my old stomping grounds at Camden Yards. And I appreciate your time, Elliot Johnson. Thank you.
My pleasure, Adam.